Well, with the coronavirus having its impact on golf tours across the world, no European Tour event this week. The LPGA Tour are back in action, I think, next week after their events in Asia were dropped from the schedule because of the coronavirus. And so the world's golfing attention this week will focus on the Players Championship. It was probably always going to be the case anyway, irrespective of what other events were on, because the Players Championship really brings together an outstanding field, one of the strongest fields in the world of golf all year. First played and back in 1974, it eventually moved to the TPC Sawgrass in the early 80s in 1982, and it's been played there ever since at the Pete Dye Design Golf Course, a golf course that was certainly very controversial in its time when it was first created, but it's really developed into tournament psyche in so many ways and really has become a very popular golf course and tournament to attend and indeed to watch on television. It's certainly one of my favourite, especially that eclectic mix of holes over the last three holes. The par 5, 16th, the very dangerous and very watchable par 3, 17th, and the demanding par 4, 18th. So we'll take a look at the leading chances, in my opinion, at least this week. We have to start with Rory McIlroy, who is the defending champion. He's been inside the top five in his last seven starts in golf tournaments around the world. 12 of his last 14, he's been inside the top 10. Fifth last week at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He was fifth in Mexico. He was fifth at the Genesis. He was third at the Farmers Insurance Open. He was fourth in Dubai. He won the HSBC Champions late last year also. So his form when he has played fairly rarely over the last few months, but when he has played, he's been there or thereabouts just about every time he's teed it up. And that's got to be the case again this week, you would think. He's got to be the favourite, deserves to be the favourite at $8, admittedly. It's pretty short given the quality of this field, but he's going to give you a good sight, you would think. And as a defending champion, then Rory McIlroy deserves to be the favourite. Other players that are well worth keeping an eye on, John Rahm. He's been inside the top three and five of his last eight starts of late. He was 12th last year in this event after a last round of 76, which took him out of contention. So he made a good start here last year, but didn't finish it off. But given the form that he's in at the moment, then I think $13 probably represents some pretty good value. There's some good value in this field outside of those first two or three, however. Tommy Fleetwood's at $29. He missed the cut last week at the Arnold Palmer, admittedly, but he's been in fine form prior to that, including third at the Honda. He was fifth in 2019. He was seventh in 2018 in this event. So he brings some good form to the tournament and has a reasonable record on the golf course, Tommy Fleetwood. And at $29, there's some value there. Dustin Johnson's at $26. I don't think he's at his peak of late, but he hasn't been all that bad either. He did finish fifth here last year, Dustin Johnson, and is one of the leading players in the world. $26, I think, is pretty good value for a player of his class. Hideki Matsuyama's at $29. A very average week last week at Bay Hill, but prior to that, he appeared to be getting close to his best, I think, Matsuyama. He was 8th last year in this event. He was 7th in 2016. So he's shown some good form on this golf course in previous times that he's been here on occasions. And $29, once again, good value. Webb Simpson, I think, is also at good value. He was a winner here in 2018. He was 16th last year. He was 16th the year before his win in 2017. He's been in a great run of form of late. He's had top threes in five of his last 11 starts. He was disappointing in Mexico at his last start, but he did win Phoenix and he was third in Hawaii prior to that. So I think Webb Simpson, as a recent winner of this event at this golf course, at $29, there is also some good value. And the other player that I'm going to mention as a winning chance, and you can't leave him out, is Sung Jae-im. He seems to be there or thereabouts every time he plays these days. He won recently, of course. He won the Honda just a couple of weeks ago. He finally made that breakthrough win on the PGA Tour. He missed the cut at his only start here last year, but he didn't plough that badly. I think he had a second round of 71 after an opening round of 73, so he didn't miss the cut by all that much, and he's a much, much better player than that now. He always seems to be in contention, as I said, Sung Jae-im, and at $29, again, very, very good value. So McIlroy at $8, John Rahm at $13, Tommy Fleetwood at $29, Dustin Johnson at $26, Hideki Matsuyama at $29, Webb Simpson at $29, and Sung Jae-im at $29, my winning chances for the Players' Championship at Sawgrass getting underway on Thursday. Of the Australians in the event, there are five of them. Adam Scott's a former winner. The great win at Riviera suggested that he was right back to the top of his game. Last week was almost too bad to be true when he missed the cut at the Arnold Palmer tournament. He's had a really good solid record here, including, of course, his win, one of his first wins on the PGA Tour. I think it was actually his second win on the PGA Tour back in 2004. Last week was a concern, but if he can recapture that form that he was showing prior to last week on a golf course where he's not only won but had several other good finishes, then I think Adam Scott's got a good chance, certainly to be the leading Australian and potentially to be the winner of the tournament. Jason Day is another with a really good record here, including a win and several other good finishes, but his health and his injury issues are a concern, especially after being forced to withdraw from last week's Arnold Palmer Invitational, where, of course, he'd won previously, so he had no doubt a real desire to play last week, but it was just forced to withdraw because of those ongoing back injuries. Mark Leishman's in great form. He was second last week, had a win earlier in the year. The unfortunate thing about Mark Leishman, however, is that his record in this event is not particularly good. And if there was a question mark about Mark Leishman's chances this week, it would be that record that he's had at the TPC Sawgrass. And the two other Australians in the field, Cameron Smith, also has a pretty poor record in this particular event, and Matt Jones. So I think Scott probably gets the nod because of the way he was playing prior to his miscut at the Arnold Palmer Invitational last week, and given the fact that he's got a pretty good record on the track. So that's it for this week. Just the one event we'll be focusing our attention on. Let's hope you have some luck. As I mentioned, there's some really good value, I think, away from the top two favourites, Rory McIlroy and John Rahm. And even John Rahm at $13, you could argue that's good value. But Fleetwood at $29, Johnson at $26, Matsuyama at $29, Webb Simpson at $29, and Sung Jaim at $29. They are, what I think, some pretty good odds for players of that quality on golf courses where they've performed reasonably well previously and given the current form that they are in. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.